Almost four decades after their breakup, the Swedish rock band ABBA remains one of the most popular bands in the history of pop music. The band rocketed to success in 1974, but wasn't accepted by DJs until the mid-80s. Well, then, 10 years after the group disbanded, ABBA Gold was released in 1992, and it skyrocketed to the second largest selling album in the UK, surpassed only by the Beatles. And then 7 years after that, Mamma Mia the musical exploded, and it changed the face of musical theater. And if you have not had the chance to be a part of Mamma Mia, well, now's your chance. It is playing through the end of August at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. And today, we are lucky enough to have three of the main cast members join us. Jillian Cates, who plays Donna Sheridan, Jody Dominic, who plays one of Donna's best friends, Tanya, and Laura Welshberg, who plays Donna's other best friend, Rosie. They are here today to talk about the musical, the sensation that is Mamma Mia, and their own theater background. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It is so great to have you. I told you before we came on that I got to see the preview night, and it was so fun. So my first question is, why do you think people embrace this musical so much?
I think the music. People love ABBA. And I also think it's the story is very surprisingly touching. And it's fun. It's a joyful night at the theater. It's just joy. So I think the combination of those things, people want to hear their favorite songs, mm-hmm. and they want to see them told in a different way than they're normally, you know, than like at karaoke or something.
Right. You know, with people that can actually sing instead of at karaoke.
So I think that I think that people are really surprised. They can go to the theater and sing along and dance and have fun and watch a story about friendship and family and kind of rock out to ABBA.
Yeah. And Jillian, I was going to say, I think some people don't realize that there really is a story. It is not ABBA songs.
No, and I think of jukebox musicals. I'm not the biggest fan of the concept of a jukebox musical, you know, because mm-hmm. I find that sometimes the stories are lacking just by way of trying to work those songs in or whatever, you know. But this one really does a good job at weaving. And it feels very seamless. It doesn't feel like, you know, oh, and now we're singing about cheeseburgers in paradise. this is not a hit at any musical that was on Broadway this last season. But yes, so I think it does a very good job at, you know, the story is the main feature. The songs are obviously like entree. You know, it's a lot of courses in that dinner, but yeah. It's a really good story.
It really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, and like you said, Jody, it's a really touching story. Mm-hmm. And Laura, you play one of Donna's best friends, Rosie. And the relationship between the three main characters, because for people that don't know, you come to this Greek island because Donna's daughter, Sophie, is getting married, and you come to support Donna. And I would say Rosie's character is a bit skeptical about the whole thing.
Well, I think both Tanya and Rosie are. Yeah. They're very, I mean, they've lived, they are not married. They do not have children. But that's also kind of exciting to watch how these three women have changed over the last 20 years and then come back together. And it's, I think we all have those relationships in our lives where you get back together with people and nothing has changed. Mm-hmm. Everything has changed, but nothing has actually changed in terms of the relationships. And it's fun to, we get together and it's like no time has passed, which I think is a really, something that's really relatable, I think, to everyone. Mm-hmm.
What's it like for you? Because having seen the play, it is just joyful, like you said, Jody, and it is fun. Do you feel that from the audience? Because I would think that the audience changes every night.
It does, and we get a lot of energy from the audience.
Yes.
You know, in any show that you're doing, you can kind of, you know, you feel when an audience is with you, you feel when an audience is hot, you know, mm-hmm. all those things that
we kind of sat there on preview night. I was like, come on, folks.
But it definitely, and I think with this one, because, you know, the songs will start, intros will start or something, or people will start singing, and then you hear people, they start clapping and engaging. It's not that we're playing to that. I think it just is naturally built into the show because, again, these songs are so beloved.
Well, it makes our life easy. You're right. We're not playing to it, but it makes our life more joyful when we can look out. Because the other thing about working at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival, I talk about this all the time, like talking to audience members, because I'm like, you don't understand sometimes that you're in a room with us. Even in a darkened theater, we feel your energy. We know when you're with us. We know when you're not. But at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival, we are in broad daylight. Mm-hmm. We can see you reading your program. We can see you rolling your eyes. We can also see you clapping and dancing and singing along. So it becomes even more you are literally our acting partners. Mm-hmm. And that changes from night to night based on the energy, based on the age of the people who are there. We had a older crowd the other day that was awesome because all of those people were like, this was my childhood, you know, and it was great.
Well, and it was funny that you say that because the night, I have four sisters, they all came to town and we went and saw this and it was broad daylight. And mm-hmm. so it's preview night. And I remember sitting there thinking like, they can see us. Yes. And people are just sitting here really quietly. So the five Gaudette girls decided to get a little rowdy.
Yes. We need Gaudette. Yeah,
right?
Crowd.
Yes. But I was the first time that I was at Shakespeare that I really felt a difference in energy and how that would affect actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we can also, it's also, excuse me, we can tell the audiences are following the story as well because there is a story to it. It's not just that we're getting up there and singing ABBA and dancing. And there is a story. So I think people do want to – they want to – every character comes on. They want to see what's next. They want to meet the characters and get to know them and follow the story. So we can definitely tell that, oh, they're with the story too. It's not mm-hmm. just that they're mm-hmm. here to – that the audience is here to just be rowdy and crazy. You know, it's been a really good balance, I think, of
a rock concert and
yes.
a play.
A rock concert and a play.
That's a great way to put it. I'm speaking with Jillian Cates, Jody Dominic, and Laura Welsh Burke from the Idaho Shakespeare's cast of Mamma Mia. What also struck me about this is the physicality of this play. I mean, I think people think that, oh, it's the ABBA music, and it is. It's kind of like a rock show. But it is so physical. The choreography is incredible. Okay, Laura's laughing. So Laura, please, what was it like for you?
It was very reminiscent. So this season started out with Macbeth, which was a very physical mm-hmm. like show for Jody and I. And then we got into Mamma Mia. And I was just reminded of in my youth when I did a chorus line, I actually had to run on a treadmill and sing to try and build stamina. And that is actually what this show has reminded me of because it is very, it's just very aerobic. And particularly like leading up to, there's a scene where we start out with a very physical kind of running around scene, and then we jump into Chiquitita, and then we jump into Dancing Queen. And by the time we hit Dancing Queen, Jody and I are like, whew, okay. And again, it's one of those things that often we look out there and the audience is super excited because this is one of the songs that they came here to hear, you know,
and you're like, give me a moment.
Yeah, they're like, can I get a water break? Like, can the water boy run out real quick?
It has been we've been kind of, you know, we like to check in with each other just because you still want to sound good. You want it to look good. You want it to be fun. You want to have that energy, but you also need to be able to get your breath under you. And sometimes that's challenging.
Yeah. One day Laura said in rehearsal, because Vicky said, you know, it really helps when you guys are smiling on having the time of your life because we had been just dying. And Laura said, yes, it helps to, when you're dying, at least smile while you die.
Yeah, Jacqueline Miller's choreography is amazing. It's
brilliant.
It's so fun to do.
It's brilliant.
And that's the thing is that once we got it, it's a blast to do.
Well, and the three of you, I can see the three of you on stage and you all three look at each other and and you start laughing and you're having fun together.
Yeah.
And I know that the three of you are friends, but I mean, does that go, that has to help with the chemistry on stage?
Definitely.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. There's an ease to it. Yeah. You know, because we just know each other. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like we're all have each other's backs, you know, there's no like weirdness. It's mm-hmm. just very supportive.
And the thing too, so Charlie Feed took me behind. I actually got to go behind stage for the first time ever after the show, because I thought there was a soundtrack playing when you were singing. And he was like, no. There are sound booths.
Yes.
So you're all also doing backup.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we counted the other day. I think Jody and I both sing 21 of 26 songs. Like the entire, and the ensemble does more than that. Like the ensemble sings in like 26 songs. I mean, they are on stage dancing or they are backstage singing in the booths. This is one of the most intense ensemble shows I've ever been a part of.
Definitely.
And our ensemble is... It's
incredible.
Butt out there, man. Like,
and it is the most racially diverse cast I think I've ever seen at Shakespeare.
Yes.
And I was so impressed with that. And also, they're great. I mean, that's the whole thing. They're,
incredibly talented.
Whether it's singing or dancing. Mm-hmm. But it's great to see that. What was that the director, did she want to do that? Or was it more like, these just happen to be really great, you know, actors and singers?
I think it's a combination of both. I think that it's a larger question that's happening in society. Mm-hmm. And we, as hopefully holding a mirror up to society, then are on the front line of dealing with how do we show what society actually is. So I think, but also everybody who was cast is incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. So it's this kind of balance of trying to, I think that we've reached a point in the theater where we have to work to diversify, but there are so many talented people to choose from that it's I think made her job easier.
Yeah. It was really impressive. Almost four decades after their breakup, the Swedish rock band ABBA remains one of the most popular bands in the history of pop music. And if you have not had the chance to be a part of Mamma Mia, this is the musical that showcases ABBA music, it is your chance to do so now. It is playing through the end of August at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. And today I'm speaking with Jillian Cates, who plays Donna Sheridan, Jody Dominic, who plays Donna's best friend Tanya, and Laura Welshberg, who also plays a friend of Donna's, Rosie. They are here today to talk about the musical, but also their own extensive theater background. And Jody, I'd like to just start with you, because you've been now 9 season with Shakespeare here in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only a part of your background. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, where you started and how you got to the Shakespeare Festival.
I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'd been doing shows, musicals and community theater and stuff when I was growing up and things like that. And then I went to Baldwin-Wallace. Now it's Baldwin-Wallace University, but at the time it was Baldwin-Wallace College, and I was a musical theater major there. I went to school there. I went to New York. I spent some time in New York City, and then I moved to L.A. and spent some time there and kind of bounced around and did regional theater in other parts of the country. And then I was – how did I get here? I was doing a show, I think, in Cleveland, and I met Charlie Fee. They were looking for a baker's wife.
That's
Into
the first
the Woods.
Time I saw you on
yes,
stage.
Yeah. And so I think the timing, which I think timing is everything. I think being in the right place at the right time in this business, I think is, important. But so that's kind of how it happened. And I met him, and then, I got offered a season in 2008 and came here and started working and thought, oh, I'll just, I'll go into Idaho and then I'll
back
to
be here for a little while.
I'll be here for a little while and then I'll probably go back to California. And you just never know in this business. You kind of never know from day to day what you're doing. Lots of odd jobs in between, mm-hmm. I've waited on many a table and poured many a drink at the bar. So all kinds of jobs in between. And then I've just been really fortunate enough to be asked back year after year. I'm like so grateful to be here. It's an amazing, I don't want to say gig, but it is. I mean, to be a part of a company and to be asked back and to get to do all kinds of things, to get to do Shakespeare and plays and musicals and stretch those muscles. And, it's like every actor's dream. You want to be able to be versatile and get to do a lot of things. And I, my whole life, I just was like, I want to be a working professional and I want to get to do all kinds of things. And you never really know how that's going to pan out. You kind of have an mm-hmm. idea of where you want your career to go or your life to go. And when I think about it, this is exactly what I've always wanted to do. I wanted to get to do a lot of different things and work with great people, and I get to do it. It's awesome.
And Laura, what about you?
So I'm actually, I grew up for the most part just outside of Cleveland. I also went to Baldwin-Wallace University, not for musical theater. there was a time in my life when no one wanted to hear me sing. And I went for straight theater, and then Charlie Fee, the artistic director, had just taken over. He had just taken over the Great Lakes Theater in Cleveland, and that was how I met my husband. And my husband was a company member with the Idaho Shakespeare Festival already.
And Lindbergh, by the way.
Lindbergh, Robert Berg. who some of you may have seen this summer as Macbeth. And he and I started dating. That was 13 years ago now. And we just started kind of building a life, hopping back and forth between these two cities. And the thing that I would just say is that I love it because it's, you know, when the regional theater movement started, it was designed to be actors who actually lived in communities putting on art for the communities that they were a part of so that you could see them at the grocery store. They knew what was going on politically. They knew about, you know, JUMP being opened mm-hmm. or, you know, the Boise State football record. And that they were creating art for the community that they were a part of. And that, to me, is what is so exciting about being here, is that we're here for 4 months. We come back year after year after year. We know people here. It's exciting. It feels like coming home. And then we get to share what we love and what we do with a community that we actually care about.
I love that.
Yeah.
And what about you, Jillian?
So I grew up in Oklahoma City, and I went to the same university as them. But
I've noticed that in a lot of the bios for a lot of the actors.
Yes. Yeah. That's thanks to Victoria Bussard, our brilliant director. And she's the head of the department at Baldwin-Wallace. So she is, you know, she likes to work with her.
That's great.
Kids,
she's known
like
all
current
of us
and
since
former.
We were 18.
Yes.
Now, that's a different amount of time for each of us, but she's known all of us since we were babies.
Yeah. So we're so lucky, and I feel so fortunate that she's the reason I got brought out here. And I love it here. And so I grew up doing theater, like, little. I would ask my mom, like, Can I go up on stage? After, even though I wasn't the show, I'd be like, can I go up there?
I have a
like when it was
like
done.
That?
Yeah. And I would like run around until like I guess I was like, you know, got it out of my system and I go home. But I also like asked my choir teacher in kindergarten, I'd like a solo, please.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
You
that
sound like my
girl.
Child. You sound like my child.
So here I am. Yeah. With some ABBA solos.
There you go. So I only have about 2 minutes left, and I really want to quickly talk about Pride and Prejudice, because you are in rehearsals for that.
Yes.
That begins the 1st of August. Mm-hmm. But during that time, you will also be doing Mamma Mia. So this is what I always hear, repertory. Is that, that's what that is, where you are doing, it's the same cast in another play at the same time. Do I have that right?
Yes.
It's always very confusing.
And what it means is that, so like right now, a typical day for us is that we rehearse 12 to 5 for Pride and Prejudice, and then we are at the theater around 7:10 for a lift call for Mamma Mia, start the show at 8, and get done around 10:30, 10:40 at night. So it's a long, you know.
And my eyes are like so wide. I'm like, that's a long day.
So we
day.
Talk with British accents during the day, and then we go to Greece at night. And, you know, it's really crazy. It's funny. August for us is actually kind of the easiest time, because then both the shows are open. So
oh,
our
so
days
no more
are
rehearsals.
Free.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but so we'll be floating the river.
Yes.
You can find us floating.
Yes, yeah. All the things that you do here in the summertime.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in. It has been so fun talking to you. And Mamma Mia has been such a blast to see. In fact, it's so good. I'm taking my husband back in August. So that's I've never seen a play twice at the Shakespeare Festival. So thank you for coming in. And if you're just joining us, I've been speaking with cast members of Mamma Mia, the musical. It plays through August 31st at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. There are still tickets available, especially for weeknight performances. And Pride and Prejudice begins August 3rd. So thank you, the three of you, for joining me
thank
today.
You. Thank you
so
for
much.
Having us.
Thank
so
you.
Appreciate it.